Here's a question for you. When's the last time you saw a hedgehog? Have you ever seen a hedgehog? Is there one in your garden? Have you been seeing hedgehogs recently, or have you been seeing hedgehogs in the past, but recently they've disappeared? There's a serious concern about the wee pricks. I'm worried about the hedgehogs, and so is Emily Wilson. Good morning, Emily.
Hi.
Which group do you represent, Emily?
From the Hedgehog Street campaign, which is a joint project from the British Hedgehog Preservation Society and the People's Trust for Endangered Species.
They are a delightful little animal. I've only on occasions spotted them alive. Sadly, you see them as roadkill, which is very sad. But I've seen a couple down the years, but not very many. When you do see them, they are intriguing. We should be worried about their disappearance, shouldn't we?
Definitely. Unfortunately, in the last two decades alone, we've lost half of our population of hedgehogs, particularly in the countryside. And we've lost a third in our towns and our cities. So the picture is slightly better in our towns and cities. We're seeing that decline slowing down. And in some areas, numbers are actually going up. So I think it's really important about the campaigns like Hedgehog Street, where people can do things in their garden to encourage hedgehogs.
So first of all, why are they disappearing?
So some of our major concerns are just the fact that they're running out of habitat to live in. In our countryside, we're running out of our hedgerows. You know, a lot were removed over the last few decades, and our increased use in pesticides has basically eliminated their main food source. So they're running out of places to nest and places to feed. And then in our cities and even in the countryside, roadkill is a really big problem as well.
Where can they nest? Obviously in a hedge, but where else will they choose?
So hedgehogs aren't too fussy. They love any kind of quiet, undisturbed area, whether it's a bit of scrub or bramble, or it could be like a log pile. Some people have even gone as far as to buy a hedgehog house or build their own one, which also work really well. So there's all sorts of things you can do in your own garden, or if you're walking through the woodlands and in grasslands area, any kind of scrub or deadwood area is going to be a perfect place for hedgehogs.
And I want to know, is this good or bad for a hedgehog? I've just noticed, and I've done a bit of filming recently, I have a couple of foxes that are now living in my garden. They've worked out that my dogs can't actually get to them because there's a little fence. The dog hates the fox. The fox just sits and looks at the dog like as if to say, what sort of an idiot are you? I'm just eating some grub here. I'll be on my merry way shortly. But will the fox keep the hedgehog away?
So foxes can try their luck. Luckily, hedgehogs are very good at protecting themselves with their nice prickly spines. So when they roll up in a ball, they're pretty much impenetrable. Sometimes badgers can get in and have a nice little go at a hedgehog. But the main thing that's vulnerable to foxes is probably the babies. But generally, foxes know when not to bother, and there's so much other food out there for them, they'll give up.
Yeah, well, I live in an area known as Badger's Hill, and there are badgers too. You don't see them as often as you would see the foxes. There's a country welcome in the part of the world that I'm in, even though it's on the edge of the city. We certainly see the rabbits, we see lots of wildlife, the foxes, the birds all coming through. But it's probably proof of your concern that I've rarely seen a hedgehog there.
Yeah, and I think it's just becoming this picture across the UK. Unfortunately, just the changing of habitat and taking away what they need the most has just meant that they are just plummeting. Their numbers are completely disappearing. But we really want to work with our British farmers and try and do as much as possible to encourage every farmer who has land that used to be good for hedgehogs or has the potential to be good for hedgehogs, that we can work with them and provide that advice, whether it's just some simple changes on the farm that can really help.
Now, I know that when I feed the dogs and then bring the dogs inside, they'll not have eaten all the grub. The fox, I've seen him at night, he'll come in over the fence easily enough and eat out of the dog tray. So if I leave stuff out for the hedgehog, the fox is going to have it. Is there anything else I can do to encourage a hedgehog? I know they love dog food. What else do they like?
Definitely. So some people can make a little contraption themselves just to keep the foxes at bay. It can be like a plastic storage box tipped over with a little hole cut in the sides. They can get in, but cats and foxes can't. But wet dog and cat food is perfect, and a dish of water always goes a long way. They can get quite dehydrated. But please no bread or milk. They actually are lactose intolerant. So, please don't give them bread or milk.
Do we depend on them? Do they provide a service? Is there a worry about the ecosystem if they did actually give up the ghost?
Definitely. Hedgehogs for us are kind of our free little gardeners. By eating all our insects, they're really a really important part of the food chain, and without them it kind of indicates that our entire that habitat is so poor that we'll lose all the other species in that area probably as well.
Gosh, it's you know, a worry and a concern, but we'd like to keep the balance right. And there is genuinely a not only your group but a number of groups who are concerned about the future of the hedgehog. I'm looking here at pictures of them on the screen in front of me. Those who are rolled up, those who are out and about running, and I'm thinking to myself, there are bound to be places. I'm looking for a little map here. Yeah, there's a map there of hot spots within the British Isles, within Ireland, where indeed we have hedgehogs and where we don't have them. Where are the main places?
So hedgehogs are actually quite evenly distributed across the UK. They don't seem to be bothered too much about the call. Our maps show some vacant areas up in Scotland, but it might just be because there's not a lot of people in those areas to actually see them, so they could be very well be there. And we know that our European hedgehog actually lives in Scandinavia as well, so they're absolutely fine with very colder temperatures the more northern in the hemisphere you go. But it sounds like most hedgehogs seem to be enjoying quite living with us. They seem to be coming out of the countryside and moving into suburbia. So they seem to be joining us in our properties.
Yeah, they are delightful, delightful. Let's hope that the Hedgehog Street Initiative draws them back generally, Emily. And we will look out for them. We will encourage them to be part and parcel of our environment. Thanks for speaking to us.
No problem. Thank you.
Emily Wilson, who's fond of the hedgehog. And who isn't?